Energy forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with a high of 87. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 57. Tonight, clear skies. High of 87 tomorrow. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 79.
This is Stacy, and I'm back with you from Frankfort at First National Bank. I'm here for their Celebrate and Tailgate event today, and I have with me Mary Beth Kennedy, and she's going to talk to our viewers today, our listeners today, about some generational things about the bank.
Hi, this is Mary Beth, saying hello to everybody in Marshall County and beyond. We're having a little celebration today for our first football game tonight, and also celebration for our customers saying thank you. Hope everyone's getting along well. I have five generations of Kennedys. Actually, I have great-grandkids now, so they're the sixth generation in our bank, and we're pretty proud of that. So come see us sometime. Thank you.
Awesome. We are here today from 11 to 1, so come on out, get something to eat, and there's lots of things to register to win today.
Kansas Metabank Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has said that the state's new Comprehensive Broadband Equity Access and Development Plan, trying to expand rural broadband across the state, has officially been submitted to the federal government, outlining the new plan to try and serve the underserved communities across the state. As KAKE News reports that according to the governor's office, they say the funding from the federal government could be coming into the state as early as 2024 to begin the process, as the program is being funded by the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act as a way to offer high-quality, high-speed internet by funding partnerships with state, local governments, and businesses around the area. According to the Kansas Office of Broadband Development, they say near 150,000 Kansans are lacking high-speed internet in their communities, but they say the biggest service gap is largely due to the lack of infrastructure, with 87,000 locations being underserved across 105 counties. They say 37 counties have at least one-fourth of their residents in underserved areas. Mid-America Network News.
Hi, I'm Jeff Aiken. Join me every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network for the latest market updates, the most up-to-date ag news, interviews with the newsmakers, and market analysis. Whether you need the latest prices on grains, livestock, oil, or the stock market, you'll be informed with the latest information that affects you and your business. The Mid-America Ag Network is your source for the news and information that impacts the ag industry. Check out market information and ag news with me, Jeff Aiken, every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network.
What exactly does it mean to strive? To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven, to put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones, to take all the right risks, and fearlessly embrace change, seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive, a bold visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible. Strive, it's how you achieve.
The surrounding area of Emporia, Kansas and Lyons County ended up battling fires over the weekend for Labor Day. As according to emergency crews, one fire was reported near Highway 56 between roads A and B in Lyon County that consisted of a brush fire where they say the smoke was affecting drivers in the area. And fire crews ended up battling the grass fire until roughly 6 in the evening. According to the Allen Admire Fire Chief, they say the second fire was a controlled fire that ended up getting out of control when the wind direction changed, causing the fire to rage out of control. As the fire was originally supposed to burn off an invasive plant species. They say in both cases, no injuries were reported as a result of either fire, and roughly 100 acres were burnt near Highway 56, and the investigations on the fire are still ongoing. Fire crews were able to contain both of the fires and remind individuals across the state of Kansas that with the continued extreme heat across the area and the drought conditions, to be wary of starting fires or being aware of fires that may start naturally in your community. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a great year for the Nebraska State Fair that relocated up to Grand Island, Nebraska, with the first 5 days breaking records with individuals showing up to the fair, showing a near 30% increase in attendance for the first 5 days alone. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that overall the total through the first couple of days included near 149,000 people in attendance compared to the 114,000 that was reported at that same time last year. The fair officially wrapped up on Labor Day on Monday, but fair leaders say that with the a little bit cooler weather that happened over the past week compared to the prior weeks, along with the nice sunny weather, helped drive individuals out to go and enjoy with their theme this year known as Whatever Your Flavor. The latter half of the fair also saw record turnout as well, with the closing weekend going into Labor Day weekend being more attended than the opening weekend traditionally at the state fair. Fair officials say they are looking forward to planning out the 2024 state fair already. Mid-America Network News.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino is giving away $10,000 every Saturday in September. 10K Saturdays. Earn points on your Seven Clans Players Card and increase your chances to win one of five different $2,000 drawings every Saturday in September. There's just more at Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino. More life-changing jackpots, more cash giveaways, and more entertainment. Come play this Saturday and take away your share of 10K. Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino. Highway 77 in Newkirk. Where the winners play.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. State Representative Lisa Mosier updated her inquiry with the Department of Transportation regarding the U.S. 36 K-99 junction at the Beatty Corner, reporting this week that engineering staff has conducted analysis of the types of crashes occurring and indicated these would not have been mitigated by installation of rumble strips. They are reportedly looking to identify some short-term solutions as well as a possible longer-term solution on the corridor. Mosier has requested more information as to these options. Frankfort High School will host Washington County Friday in an early-season homecoming matchup. Queen candidates are Lexi Dollinghouse, Emma Hardwick, Tana Stoll. King candidates are Brock Armstrong, Drake Stiffies, and Holy Svi. The game Friday will air live on KNDY FM 95.5. 10th annual Pony Express Gravel Dash in Marysville departs Saturday at 7 a.m. with riders arriving back midday. Supporters are welcome at 7th and Broadway. A fun ride is planned for kids 12 and under with 7:30 a.m. registration. Ride starts at 8:30 downtown. An adult must register the child, who will need to wear a helmet. A limited number of free helmets will be given away, along with prizes after the race, including a new bicycle. Also Saturday, St. Gregory Catholic School Half Marathon and 5K Fundraiser Run leaves downtown at 8 and 8:15. 350 riders are expected for the 10th annual Gravel Dash this year. They will arrive in Marysville Friday for organizational meetings with the race Saturday. Blue Rapids Community Match Day is coming up September 18th. And match week is September 11th through the 18th. Donations may be left next week with board members or at the Blue Rapids Community Center anytime or online at BlueRapidsMatchDay.com. Mail-in donations need to be postmarked by September 18th and can be sent to 312 Alco Drive at Blue Rapids. Walk-in contributions will be accepted at the Community Center on match day next Friday, September 18th from 9 to 4. 23 nonprofits are listed this year and will qualify for matching funds with $70,000 from the Patterson Foundation. The annual event raised some $92,000 for the community last year. Ralph W. Hagenmeyer, age 78, of Randolph, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Randolph Community Church. Burial in the Fancy Creek Cemetery at Randolph. Visitation Friday, 10 until 6, at the Anders Fifely Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ralph Hagenmeyer. 2-year-old Kiston Mashburn, son of Kyle and Holly Goodwin Mashburn of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Washington Christian Church. Burial at a later date at the Washington City Cemetery, with a ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Kiston Mashburn. William D. Bill Seaman, age 73, of Liberty, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Monday, 11 a.m. at the Church of Christ in Wymore. Interment in the Zion Lutheran Cemetery near Harbine. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 12:30 till 2:30 at the Griffith Huvendick Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Bill Seaman. Rick E. Wilson, age 71, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Monday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Monday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Rick Wilson. Leland H. Lohmeyer, age 76, of Lynn, passed away September 3rd. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m., with a visitation at 9:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Leland Lohmeyer.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, my name is Todd Fry, and I'm running for Marysville Mayor. Our community needs cooperation, communication, and continuous improvement that benefits all its members. I've served on the Marysville City Council for more than 12 years. My agenda is Marysville. We need leadership willing to listen to all voices and address concerns with common sense, fairness, and decency. Marysville has challenges ahead, and it's important that everyone be heard. Let's work together and succeed together. I would appreciate your vote on November 7th.
Paid for by Todd Fry for Marysville City Mayor.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder what's next. Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. Then a slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. These showers may continue into Sunday, otherwise some sunshine and staying cooler with our highs in the mid-70s and mid-80s. And showers and thunderstorms become more likely into Sunday night, cloudy with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Even cooler by Monday, rain showers are likely, cloudy with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Some rain may linger early Monday night, then partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and mid-50s. A slight chance for some rain on Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. And partly cloudy skies into Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to mid-50s. And sunshine throughout the day on Wednesday with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early September 84, record high on this date 106, the average low 60 and the record low 36. Sunset this evening at 7:50, sunrise in the morning at 7:01. Smoke present Wednesday is expected to start to lift and move out of the area. That a result of Canadian wildfires moved south by the recent cold front.
If you believe the moon can influence daily activities, we may be entering a productive period. It's a look at the best days chart on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 8th, the 251st day of the year. Actor Peter Sellers was born on this day, and Bess Meyerson was crowned Miss America on this day in 1945. For centuries, observers have noted that many of our daily activities can be influenced by the position of the moon. A glance at our best days chart shows the moon in a favorable sign today for canning and pickling. If you're more into leisure activities, the upcoming week might be a good time to start. The 10th, 11th, and 12th in particular are favorable for entertaining or traveling. And keep the 13th and 14th open for your garden bounty. Those are the best days for picking fruit. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find our best days chart at almanac.com.
This is Stacy. I'm coming back with you from Frankfurt. I'm at First National Bank at their Celebrate and Tell Great Tailgate event. I have with me Olivia Kennedy, who is also of the family, and I'm going to ask her to share with our listeners kind of what the bank means to her and what's going on today.
Hi, everyone. I am a fifth generation to work in this bank, and this bank does a lot for our community, and they support all their customers and do a lot for our community all around in sports and in our school.
Thank you for that. We will be here until 1 p.m. today, so come on down, get lunch, and register to win lots of good prizes.
Buying a house? Do things seem scary? Don't panic. You have a champion behind you. Marshall County Abstract and Title Company at 1110 Broadway Street in Marysville is here to fight for your property rights. When you are ready to purchase real estate, you just can't have anyone better on your side than Marshall County Abstract and Title Company. If you need help with any and all aspects of your real estate transactions, stop by our office any weekday from 8:30 to 5 and get the advice you need, or call 562-3071. Relax. We are here to help.
Don't miss the Steel City 150th Anniversary Celebration, held with the 53rd Annual Tractors and Treasures September 16th and 17th. The 150th Celebration includes a car show, live music with Joker Band, Kids Corners, caricature artists, community parade, and enjoy the many activities of the Historical Society. Visit Steel City Flea Market on Facebook or fairberry.com for more information.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. College football back in action again for week number two as the Kansas Jayhawks have another Friday evening game with kickoff tonight at 6:30 as they go into week number two against Illinois. Week number one led to the Jayhawks with a dominant victory over Missouri State with a 48-17 victory, where the Jayhawks ended up putting up 521 total yards on the board, along with 276 passing yards and 245 rushing yards. Going into the end of the first half, only 3 points up over the Missouri State Bears, but coming out in quarters number three and four, pretty dominant. Tonight's game is again at home in Manhattan before week number three, heading on the road to take on Nevada next Saturday. In baseball, the Kansas City Royals are back on the road again, taking on the Toronto Blue Jays with game number one of their three-game series tonight with first pitch at 6:05. They're coming off their latest three-game series against the Chicago White Sox, where they were at home at Kauffman Stadium. Saturday's game is a midday game with first pitch at 2:07. Mid-America Network Sports.
back to school, back to savings sales event at Midwest Kia. Special APR programs with rates as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP. We are making room for 2024 inventory and passing the savings on to you on all new 2023 Kias on the lot. APR as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP at Midwest Kia. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. APR financing subject to credit approval by Kia Finance America to well-qualified buyers. Expires 9/30.
During his latest episode of the New Heights Up podcast with Philadelphia Eagles center Jason Kelce and Kansas City Chiefs Travis Kelce, Travis said that he is imploring his fellow All-Pro Chris Jones to end his holdout and come back onto the field after the Kansas City opener for the Thursday night game against the Detroit Lions. Cake News reports that according to the long period of very little conversation between Jones and the Kansas City Chiefs team, the Chiefs general manager Brett Veach said this week that the talks had picked up between the club and Jones' representatives, as Kansas City says they are looking forward to getting him back on the field after the 29-year-old defensive tackle had 15 and a half sacks for them last season, along with being an intricate player and leading Kansas City to win their second Vince Lombardi trophy in 4 years. According to Travis Kelce during the podcast, he said that Jones was the best defensive player in the league right now and deserves all the money in the world. As Jones says, while his contract is coming up, he's been piling up millions in fines during the holdout. That includes $50,000 for each day that he missed during the mandatory minicamp and training camps, along with bonus money and game checks of roughly $1.1 million apiece.
Wildcat fans, the annual Socktoberfest is back when K-State Soccer hosts Cincinnati September 14th. Order your $30 Socktoberfest ticket package now. Packages include a K-State beer stein, pre-match beer and food tastings, and a ticket to the Cincinnati match. Purchase today at kstatesports.com or by calling 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
Friday night football action in our broadcast feature, Marysville at Wamego, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Around the NCKL, Clay Center hosts Chapman, Abilene is home to Concordia. Friday night feature game, Washington County at Frankfort, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights home to Onega, Hanover entertains El Saline. Axtell travels to Hartford, Lynn hosting Logan Palco. Diller Odell is home to Deschler, and Southern entertains HTRS.
Marysville Bulldogs travel to face the Wamego Red Raiders this Friday on AM 1570, FM 94.1, with kickoff at 7 p.m. Head coach Tony Trimble on what he's looking for Friday night.
We got to tackle better. We've got to be more aggressive at getting off the block, take better pursuit angles, just little things like that that hopefully will help put us in better positions to make plays when the time comes.
Catch the full interview during our Coach's Corner segment airing around 5:30. Pregame begins around 6:45, leading up to kickoff at 7 p.m. Your home for high school football is KNDY. Our Friday night featured game on FM 95.5 travels to Frankfort for homecoming as the Wildcats play host to the Washington County Tigers. Coach Tommy Tryon looks forward to the test for his Tigers.
It'll be a different kind of test this week, but we'll game plan and give it the best we got on Friday.
While head coach Nick Anderson welcomes a familiar opponent.
There's a little familiarity between the kids there, so they're going to compete their tails off. And if we're not ready to do the same thing, it could get interesting.
Join us at 6 p.m. as the Kansas kickoff show leads us into pregame starting at 6:45 with kickoff at 7. Your home for high school football is KNDY.
Whether gardening on a small city lot or larger property, you can add pollinator-friendly native plants to your landscape. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start small by adding native plants to your existing gardens. As a plant needs replacing or you start a new garden, look for a native plant that thrives in the growing conditions and is the right size and bloom time for your garden design. Once you experience the beauty and benefits of native plants, take the next step and plant a garden of only native plants. Design it like you would any flower garden. Include a variety of native plants so your garden will be filled with flowers throughout the season, and seed heads in winter to attract birds and provide homes for beneficial insects. Then consider going all out and convert a large portion or your whole yard into a natural garden that mimics nature's spaces. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic PlantSkin Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. PlantSkin uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. PlantSkin is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
The Blue Rapids Road Ramble is September 30th. Registration begins at 8 a.m. at the community center with send-off at 11. Dinner and a poker card are $30 for ages 13 and up and $10 for ages 12 and under. Load up and make your way to the annual Blue Rapids Road Ramble September 30th.
The Speaker of the House is an important position in government, and this man is often regarded as the man who dominated that role and became a role model to others who held the position. Today, it may be hard to find someone to tell you about him, but I went to his hometown to learn more. We say hello to our listeners on WITY Radio in Danville, Illinois, on this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. You may know, besides hosting these programs, I'm a farmer and rancher. Like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. Have you covered the bases when it comes to passing your farm to the next generation? Do you have protection when leasing your ground? We've created short videos to answer those questions and many more. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host short videos to help us see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Tim Smith loves to share the story of one of Danville, Illinois' hometown heroes, Joe Cannon, a member of Congress for 46 years and Speaker of the House for 8 of those years.
He served in Congress during one of the most corrupt periods of time in the Gilded Age, yet he was known for his honesty.
Cannon's reputation grew, not only with his Republican Party, but Democrats as well. In 1903, he was elected Speaker of the House.
During his speakership, at the beginning of it, he was highly respected because he brought the House back to equal standing with the Senate.
He didn't agree with progressive Republicans, though, and in 1910, he lost the speakership and was defeated in Congress. 2 years later, he was back in D.C.
Came back in 1913, stayed until 1923. During those 10 years, his reputation was renewed, refurbished, and grew and expanded to become the old man of Congress.
Cannon retired from Congress in 1923, the exact same time a new magazine hit newsstands, making Cannon the answer to a trivia question today.
It so happened that that was the time that they did the first edition of Time magazine, and they put him on the cover because he was so revered in America.
Cannon was the first person on Time magazine's cover. Today, some historians believe Cannon to be the most dominant Speaker of the House in U.S. history and a leading force in the legislative branch for a half century. Traveling the countryside in Danville, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
Hi, this is Stacy. I'm still here in Frankfurt at the First National Bank Tailgate and Celebrate event. This is a time where the bank is giving back to the community and saying thank you for all their customers. They appreciate you. And they're celebrating homecoming today, their first football game. So we will be here until 1 p.m. today, so this is your last chance to come down and grab something to eat. They have cheeseburgers and chips and water and cookies. So come on down. Tell your bank thank you. Enjoy the camaraderie of the community. And register to win some prizes. So, again, we're here till 1.
Drought conditions wreak havoc on lawns. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Now is the best time to repair them, but how you do this depends on whether or not it greens up again as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
We went through a drought this summer and I have patches of brown grass on my lawn. I might be doing some reseeding this fall. Zach Riker is a turf grass specialist with Bayer Green Solutions. He says how a lawn handles drought depends on many factors. A lawn with bad soil, poor drainage, compaction, and even the wrong species of grass will show indications of damage much quicker than a well-maintained lawn. Cool season grasses are also more likely to suffer than warm season varieties. Sometimes you can determine whether the grass is dead or dormant by pulling up the dry grass and looking for green crowns. But Riker says time and water are the best indicators of whether or not the lawn is going to come back.
If people choose not to irrigate, assuming we get ample rain this fall, if it doesn't come back within 2 or 3 weeks of it starting to rain, it's not going to come back. It's not going to miraculously resurrect itself next spring. And so it's either going to come back early this fall or it's not going to come back at all.
The steps you take to get the grass growing again depend on the size of the area that hasn't come back.
If you have small patches, baseball-sized patches, pretty aggressive fertilization in the fall, a little bit of broadleaf weed control probably in October, and those patches will more than likely grow in. If you have patches from softball size to dinner plate size or even larger, there's a pretty good chance those patches aren't going to move in without reseeding. If it's larger than that, I think that you're better off just starting over.
Irrigate newly seeded areas throughout the fall to encourage the seedlings to come in. Apply fertilizer and weed control, and the lawn should be much better off next spring. Learn more about repairing a drought-damaged lawn at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Family Fair remembers the horror of the American people during and after the terrorist attack of September 11th and urges everyone to take a moment of silence to remember those who lost their lives that day. From the patriotic staff at Family Fair in Beatrice, shop familyfair.com for special savings.
Thank you.
When I was putting my garden in this year, I realized I was digging a lot of holes, and nothing was more annoying than feeling the shovel hit a stubborn rock. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. In a lot of ways, digging a hole in the dirt can feel like digging yourself out of debt. It takes discipline, and sometimes when you hit those rocks, it might feel easier to just give up. But keep going. You weren't meant to live a life tied down and discouraged by debt. You were made to live a life true to your purpose. When you can adjust your spending so you're not taking on unnecessary debt, you'll have greater financial clarity. And remember, not all debt is bad debt. There are long-term purchases, like buying a home, that likely will require you to accumulate some debt. Just keep a long-term view in mind and ensure you're staying within your means so you can have a healthy mindset. So take a moment to evaluate where you're at with debt. It'll help you achieve financial clarity and live with purpose.
10th Annual Pony Express Gravel Dash in Marysville departs 7 a.m. Saturday, with riders arriving back midday. Supporters welcome downtown at 7th and Broadway. A fun ride is planned for kids 12 and under Saturday with 7:30 registration. Ride starts at 8:30 downtown. An adult must register the child, who will need to wear a helmet, with a limited number of free helmets to be given away, and prizes after the race, including a new bicycle. Also Saturday, St. Gregory Catholic School Half Marathon and 5K fundraiser run leaves downtown at 8 and 8:15. Welcome riders, runners, friends, and family to the Black Squirrel City. Be a part of the excitement in Marysville this weekend. Your invitation from the Sunflower Community Credit Union, Bruce's Body Shop, and Pony Express Veterinary Clinic.
America's love affair with potatoes, today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions, because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships, and now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. It's a good time to be in the potato business. Here's Kim Brashears, Chief Marketing Officer at the Industry Marketing and Promotion Group, Potatoes USA.
Food service sector has definitely rebounded from the pandemic era. Retail sales continue to be strong. When we look at retail sales over the last 5 years, we always find it interesting to compare current year sales to the pre-pandemic era, when things really changed. And when we look at retail sales in total since before the pandemic, they're up 3% in volume. So that is just a strong indicator that potatoes sold through the retail channel are in high demand for consumers.
Brashear says the potato industry just reported a record year for export volume and value for U.S. potatoes as well. Mexico, Canada, and Japan are the biggest importers of U.S. potatoes, in that order.
Consumers love them. They love them in all formats. They eat them out and about, and they eat them at home. We find that the versatility of the product is something consumers really love. We have seen demand continue to increase for many years. We expect that to continue, and it is America's favorite vegetable.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news on this Thursday, September the 7th. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. USDA's federal milk marketing order hearings are underway in Carmel, Indiana. Chad Smith has more.
Hearings on the federal milk marketing order, which began last month, are expected to continue through the end of this month. Dr. Roger Cryan, chief economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says his organization is heavily involved in the process.
Well, this is the first hearing where AFBF has really taken a leading role on federal order policy. We're in it to our elbows and more. It's been a lot of work for Danny Munch and I to keep up with the armies of folks, the other folks who've brought to this thing, but I think we're doing a pretty good job.
He talks about the topics AFBF has testified on at the hearing.
Well, so far we've testified in favor of National Milk's proposal to get rid of the barrels from the survey because the barrel price has really caused a lot of distortion in the markets and a lot of federal order problems. And I've testified in favor of a couple of our proposals, which are to add 640-pound blocks and unsalted butter to the survey because our members would like to see more products in the surveys to improve price discovery.
Cryan says there's still more to come from the hearing.
Some of the things that we're really here about is to advocate for holding off on make allowance increases until we can get the data in a USDA survey of processing plants to get their plant costs and their yields. It's a slow process. We're in just the beginning of the third week of this thing. It's expected to go until the end of September, maybe longer.
Learn more at fb.org. Chad Smith, Washington.
Thank you, Chad, so much. We appreciate it. This is your Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network on this Thursday, September the 7th. Coming up, we'll have more news for you right here as we keep you up to date all day long. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network.
Back to school, back to savings sales event at Midwest Kia. Special APR programs with rates as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP. We are making room for 2024 inventory and passing the savings on to you on all new 2023 Kias on the lot. APR as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP at Midwest Kia. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
APR financing subject to credit approval by Kia Finance America to well-qualified buyers. Expires.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
If you haven't already, it's time to get your cover crop seeded. There are several ways to do it, and pros and cons to each method, on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Of benefits, including protecting bare ground over winter and providing forage for animals. There are several methods for planting a cover crop, but how you do it depends on what your goals are and your access to seeding equipment.
Megan Anderson is an extension field crop specialist with Iowa State University. She says overseeding is done before a standing crop is harvested, which allows the cover crop to get some good growth in the fall. It's broadcast over the field with an airplane or using high clearance equipment.
One of the downsides that I would say is that it is going to be a bit of a riskier method for establishment because you're not getting the same kind of seed-soil contact that you might get if you were seeding it with a drill or if you're actually incorporating that seed after harvest. So a lot of times when we're talking overseeding, the seeding rate is actually going to be bumped up a little bit.
Anderson says drilling is the most ideal method to seed a cover crop because you know the entire field is getting covered and there is seed-to-soil contact.
The drill's nice because you've got a clear open piece of ground. It's going to be much easier to complete. The struggle with drilling, of course, is that you do have to wait until the crop's harvested in order to do it. So we really shorten up that growing season in the fall to get any good growth on the cover crop. So your species option for drilling the cover crop is typically going to be quite a bit more limited than it is if you were overseeding.
Crunched for time, Anderson knows of farmers who broadcast cover crop seed from the combine or while they're tilling. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about cover crop seeding techniques at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Hey there, I'm Jeff. Thank you for hanging out with us on this Friday. I am at the State Fair here in Hutchinson. What a beautiful day for a trip to the fair. My goodness, it is a beautiful day. Lots of sunshine. You got a breeze blowing here. Come out and enjoy all the exhibits. We are right across from the Pride of Kansas building. So come on by, say hi to us. We got a tent here. You can come and sit under the tent and just hang out for a little while. All right, here's how the markets are looking right now. You've got corn currently for September, 467. That's down 3.75. December corn, 482. That's down 4.25. Kansas City wheat for September, 724.5. That's down 6.25. December Kansas City wheat, 733. That's down 4 right now. Oats for September, 472.5. That's paused currently. December oats at 496.25. That's down 0.25 right now. Taking a look at soybeans for September, 1339, that's down 6. Soybeans for November, 1361, that's up 1.5 right now. Looking at cotton for November, 84.72, that's up 1.10. Cotton for, we're looking at December now, and that's at 86.13, that's up 75 cents right now. Live cattle for October looking like this, 183.12.5, that's down 52.5 cents. Live cattle for December, 187.30, that's down 20 cents. Feeders right now looking like this. You've got a price of $255.35. That's down 22.5 cents right now. Crude oil for October, $87.50 right now. That's up 62 cents. Crude oil for November, $86.79. That's up 64 cents.
School back to savings sales event at Midwest Kia. Special APR programs with rates as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP. We are making room for 2024 inventory and passing the savings on to you on all new 2023 Kias on the lot. APR as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP at Midwest Kia. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. APR financing subject to credit approval by Kia Finance America to well-qualified buyers expires.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Economists with the Kansas Farm Management Association looked into see if there's a relationship between machinery investment and repair cost and farm profitability. KFMA's Bob Komen discusses the conclusions they were able to see from their study of the same 372 KFMA farms over the past 10 years.
We initially started this project looking to see if there was any correlation between crop machinery investment and repair costs per acre. That's a common theme that we get when we're talking to producers out there. People who have high repair costs, they're looking to try to make changes in their operation. And one of the solutions they come up with is trying to replace a piece of equipment that seems like it's in constant need of repair. And so part of that was one of the first things we wanted to look at. And what was interesting was the farms with the highest crop machinery investment cost per acre, in fact, also had the highest repair cost per acre. So not only did it kind of blow holes in that theory, it really kind of went the other way. We're talking nearly double the repair cost per acre on our highest quartile farms versus our lowest. So that was one big thing that we saw from a crop machinery standpoint side of things, investment standpoint.
He reviews how machinery investment correlates with profitability.
Once we got into it, we were wanting to see how does machinery investment overall have an impact on profitability. And interestingly enough, in our highest quartile farms, they showed to be our overall most profitable farms as well by net farm income. So not going to necessarily say that there's a direct correlation there, but there's definitely something to be said about that because our lowest quartile farms were significantly less on the net farm income side. So does one drive the other? I would say there's a possibility that farms that are more profitable, they're utilizing machinery investment as a tax management strategy. And so there's probably some driver in that as far as net income driving investment.
Next, Komen shares about which farms have the lowest crop machinery costs.
The farms that had the lowest crop machinery costs overall were the largest farms in our data set. So maybe they're taking the same amount of cost and spreading that over more acres, things like that, being a little bit more efficient. From an efficiency standpoint, that's probably the biggest thing that we saw with crop machinery costs.
That was Kansas Farm Management Association economist Bob Komen with findings from a study that was recently completed. Learn more about it by going to www.agmanager.info/KFMA. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Kansas' original country station, touching eight decades. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.